Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin's here. So is Katie. I'm Orphan Andrew. And Katie, you had a discussion with your seven-year-old Audrey.
I did. And it had me a little perplexed at first as to what the hell we were talking about. Okay. She came home and she told me that the little boy that lives next door, who's a little bit older than her, super nice kid, she said, Asher called his sister the S word. And I was like, what is the S word? And all, honestly, at first I thought the S word was slut. And I thought, well, that's not okay.
That was my first thought.
Do not call your sister a slut. He called his sister stupid.
Oh.
And when you're a little kid,
that's a big
the
deal.
The word stupid is a very bad word. Mm-hmm. And it started me thinking, what are some other words that little kids either now think are bad words, or like when we were growing up, what were the words that we thought were like bad words to say? Like a year or so ago, Audrey came home just beside herself because somebody in her class called her a chicken nugget.
I used to think that hell was the word.
Oh, really?
Hell, yeah.
Like, my mom would always, like, whenever I would say something like that, like, hell, like, if hell came out of my mouth, I always got the look.
These are the conversations I'm having with my children right now as they're discovering swearing. And I'm not somebody that, like, tells my kids not to swear, but I tell them, like, the proper use and, like, when it's okay, what words are okay.
You don't tell your kids not to swear?
It depends on the word. Nothing that we can't say on the radio. I don't say, and they can't say any of those. Those are grown-up words.
Okay.
But, like, damn it, if they hurt themselves or something like that.
Really?
Or get frustrated. Not so much Theo, who's four. I'm not okay with that. But if Connor, who's nine, if he hurts himself or if he's like legitimately frustrated, I think it's a great release to just be, damn it. I don't let him throw God on before it.
Okay,
no, you don't
sure.
do that. When I was a kid, I thought punch was a bad word.
Really?
I thought you were allowed to say hit, but you couldn't say punch.
How hysterical.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I put this on Facebook, and kids are adorable, and grown-ups that used to be kids are also adorable. Lori said that she wasn't allowed to say the word ain't, and I was not either.
Oh, me
ain't,
either.
Ain't.
Or
no.
Y'all.
Ain't.
I wasn't allowed to say y'all either.
I live
either.
Here, so we didn't say that.
Yeah.
Can't say ain't. This Audrey, grown-up Audrey, said they could not say the word fart. They had to say the word pop.
So in my house, we say the word prutes.
Yes.
Which is the Greek word.
Right?
Yeah. Prutes. Because I think fart is just a gross word.
It is a gross word.
This is hysterical. Jan wasn't allowed to say the word sue, as in I'll sue you for money. Which I think is so funny. Amy said... She said she would call people a King Kong, and she really thought that was calling him something pretty bad. Tammy couldn't use the phrase smooth move X-lax because her grandma thought that they were making fun of people that were constipated.
766-1065. Or you can text us, 73389. Be part of the show. When you were a kid, what did you think was a bad word? Let's go with Cassie. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. What was a bad word? Or what did you think was a bad word when you were a kid?
Okay, so I wasn't allowed to say duh to anyone because it was a way of like acting as if someone was saying something stupid and it was disrespectful.
Okay,
so I couldn't say that.
I can totally, I'm not sure if I had the same rule, but I can hear my parents saying that because the implication is snotty.
Yeah, it is. It's sassy.
Good morning, Stuart.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's, when you were a kid, what is something that you thought was a bad word?
Okay, so one time I called my cousin a lame-o, and my grandma heard it, and she freaked out at me because she thought it was like a gay slur. She was very progressive, and she thought it was a gay slur.
I thought you were going to say that she thought it was like a medical thing or something, because we've talked about this in the studio off the air before. This maybe it was more of an East Coast thing because Katie didn't know what we were talking about, but Orphan and I weren't allowed to call people spazzes when we were kids.
Stop being a spaz. I know that is a thing.
But that was a medical thing, too, because it's short for spasmatic or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I know that people called other people a spaz, but like that's not something that was used here. I do want to say my last and final Facebook message that we got that was my very favorite.
Okay.
Is from Jerry, who actually used to work with us. When she was little, she wasn't allowed to say the word Buster.
Why?
You better stop it, Buster.
That's one of your favorite words with your kids.
No, I tell them, do you want to get busted?
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, she has not still, after four kids, hasn't figured out what that means or how to back
they
out.
They always just go, no, I don't want to get busted. And someday they're going to be like, yeah, bust me. And I'm going to be like, well, you just wait till I figure out what that means.
You wait. Hold on. I need to get my busting stick.